house of your beloved, not the beloved herself. True love is for the hidden treasure, not for the chest that contains it. The real beloved is that one who is unique, who is your beginning and your end. When you find that one, you'll no longer want anything else. That one is both the manifest and the mystery. That one is the owner of all states of feeling and depends on none. The months and years are slaves of that moon. When that one wills, flesh becomes spirit. Does anyone write something where something has been already written? Or plant a sapling where one already grows? No. He looks for a blank piece of paper and sows the seed where none has yet been sown. Brother, sister, be bare earth, be clean paper, untouched by writing, that you might be ennobled by the pen of revelation, so that the gracious one may sow seed within you.
If you want a customer who will pay in gold, could there be a better customer than God, O my heart? He buys our shabby bag of goods, and in return gives us an inner light lent from his splendor. He receives the dissolving ice of this mortal body and gives a kingdom beyond imagining. He takes a few teardrops and gives a spiritual spring so delicious, even sugar is jealous of its sweetness. And if any doubt should waylay you, rely upon those spiritual traders, the prophets. The divine ruler increased their fortunes so greatly, no mountain could bear what they've been given. No mirror ever became iron again. No bread ever became wheat. No ripened grape ever became sour fruit. Mature yourself and be secure from a change for the worse. Become